I didn't believe it. I know you didn't believe it, Paul. Andrew Zarian sent you a screenshot, and we still thought somebody somewhere clicked yes. But it's,
well, I don't know. I mean, does anyone, have we changed our minds on this?
I have. I've talked to numerous people now, and I've quizzed them, who say overnight, without any additional clicking, Microsoft upgraded my Windows 7 to Windows 10. We had a guy sitting right here in front of me who said, no, I understand. It's supposed to say, are you sure you want to? Now, I think this is a bug. I don't think Microsoft's doing that on purpose.
By the way, that's exactly what I think as well. That if this is happening, it's not some malicious scheme. You know, Microsoft went back to the 1990s, found its evil soul, and then came back with it to the present.
It would be unconscionable to do that, and I don't think Microsoft.
It doesn't.
I think it's pretty evil, but I'm not convinced that they're doing anything they didn't say they were going to do.
Yeah.
Well, we knew that they said they were going to put it in recommended updates.
Right, which they did.
Which means for most people, the default is install
critical. And I think this is what has triggered this latest spate of stories, right? Yeah. The change over to recommended.
Yep.
Right?
But we have said again and again that even if it downloads because it's a recommended update, it will present you with how many dialogues? At least one.
At least two, I think.
Two that will say.
Not so much dialogues, but points where you have to explicitly say yes.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem, Leo, is you're bringing logic to a to something that defies logic. It's like trying to explain Visual Basic to somebody. You can look at it and say, this is clearly based on what I'm seeing. This is how it will work. And that's not how it works. And that's what this is.
But Andrew said it was a Skype machine that no one is sitting in front of that upgraded itself spontaneously.
But do you not understand how much Andrew drinks? I mean,
well, and a lot of these are people, IT guys saying, yeah, my customers, and that's not, I don't think that you can trust that because customers we've trained them to click OK, right?
Right, right. And plus, you know, I think a lot of these things are happening overnight. People have their automatic updates set to install overnight. They come to their machine in the morning, they see something that is a EULA, which they may or may not know, and then you go, oh yeah, okay, click.
Right.
That means you just agreed. That's why I say, I think it is a little evil and it is a little bit of trickery on Microsoft's part.
It's like a social engineering thing in a way that we know that people just click through EULAs.
Yep.
Sometimes EULAs, by the way, do appear in Windows Update. You get a pop-up that says, oh, you got to agree to this for some reason, whatever it might be.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I definitely think that's part of it.
I do think, though, having now spoken to at least a dozen people, that there is a bug or something that is doing the install without the EULAs, without the OKs. Yeah. I'm sure that's not intentional.
I asked about this last week. After the show, I went to Microsoft and I said, you know, you guys did have a bug before. Remember last fall when they accident? It was an accident that they started putting it on people's machines who had said no, like mine. They say there is not a bug. They say there's no accidents happening. And they say they're investigating when people will let them. They're actually looking into their files if they ask them to. And they're seeing that some people actually forgot that they said in June. They're seeing some people who just have the automatic update set so that it automatically installs and up to the point of the EULA, and then they just are clicking yes, not really realizing what's happening. So they are saying there is not a bug, for whatever that's worth.
So they're they're denying it. They're saying no.
They're saying no.
Doesn't happen. However many people tell you that it happened, it doesn't happen.
Right. And I'm not calling all these users liars.
Well, that's the problem. I don't want to say to people, oh, no, you clicked. You just don't know it. But that's kind of patronizing.
And it is. Right. Right.
Yeah.
But if you look at a couple of these things, like Kotaku had somebody on there who said, my PC upgraded itself to Windows 10 without asking and then broke. Then when you read the post, he's saying, well, I think I didn't set it to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So I think people are like, well, wait, did I say that at some point? And then the question that I don't know the answer to is, if you're like me and I did reserve a copy on this machine that has Windows 7, then I undid it and said I didn't want the copy. I don't know if it'll still automatically update on my machine or not.
Well, okay, and let me say, let's clarify. When you say update, mean download and present you with the EULA.
Right.
At which point you could say no, and it would not install.
Yeah, I mean, you still...
No. If you get to the EULA part, it has installed already.
Oh.
But you have to click OK, and then if you decline, it rolls you back to your previous operating system.
That is a precarious state to put a computer into.
Yes, it is.
I don't think people understand how unreliable that rollback thing can be. Yeah. That's a very dangerous thing to do to your computer if you don't have a backup.
Technically, it did install.
I would say yes, it
technically
did.
It installed without permission.
Yep.
Or
yeah, all it did was the final
gave it
bit.
Permission.
When you say gave it permission, you mean you said install recommended updates.
Yep.
That's not giving it permission.
It's like a vampire where you invite it into your house and then it's just over. I mean,
if you say is it not the default for Windows that you install critical and recommended? I can't remember.
It is. That is the default.
So it's not that you gave it permission. You are just sitting. If you sit with the defaults, Windows 10 will install.
Yes, but you're the one who has the option to change the default.
But as Paul points out, the rollback. Okay, so you... Oh, no, that's... No, I'm sorry, Mary Jo. That's not...
I'm not... Yeah. Guys, by the way...
I'm sorry. If you have to proactively change the default, then you're not accepting Windows 10 at any point.
I am not defending Microsoft at all on this.
I think
this is horrible that they're doing this. I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's trickery. And I think even though they say, you know what, we're doing it for the good of the customer because it's a better operating system, more secure.
No, sorry.
I agree. I think you should have the option to choose when
I'll take it even a step further. I don't think it's enough to throw up this dialogue and have the choices that are there. There needs to be an option that says, stop. Or give me some amount of time, a month, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is. The free upgrade ends on July 29th. Well, here's an idea. On July 15th, you can ask me again. And after that, we're done. I don't want this. This constant nagging thing is... unacceptable to me.
Nagging is one thing. To install it is another.
Yeah.
Yep. Nagging bad enough.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and this is this is terrible.
There's a way we know that Microsoft has published how you can stop the notifications.
Oh, yeah, but excuse me. That's...
And you know what, Leo? I'm not defending it. Again, I am afraid to do it because it involves editing your registry.
Everybody should get the GWX control panel, which I know is not an approved methodology. Right. But you know what? I got to tell you, that's not normal people.
I agree. People
who listen to this show.
Yep.
Oh, I'm ripping into them. This is horrific. This is unacceptable. I'm sorry. This is reason not to use Windows.
And this is the, for months we've been dealing with this kind of FUD around privacy stuff in Windows 10. All of it's baloney. Yep. This is real.
This is real.
And this is the type of thing I talk about where I say, we can make stuff up about Microsoft, but why don't we focus on the stuff that's really bad? And unfortunately, this is an example of something that's real. Like, they should not be doing this. It's very clear cut to me. I understand why they would want to be a little more aggressive than normal with this upgrade. I do get that. But they really need, you can't talk about choice and then actually give users no choice.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I'm stunned.
Yeah, it's not good.
And
I didn't realize that EULA only appears after it's fully installed. You said there were two boxes. What's the first box? Is it the EULA?
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I have to look at what I wrote on this.
Unfortunately, none of us have. Yeah, none of us. We've all upgraded to Windows 10.
None of us have had it
so
yet.
So we can't.
No,
it hasn't happened to you.
I have Windows 7 and it has not happened to me. And I have automatic updates turned on and it has still not happened to me.
Did you do anything around recommended updates? Did you ever change that?
I left it as is to see what was going to happen.
Wow.
And so far nothing has
happened. Playing Russian roulette with your operating system.
I am.
Well, what would happen if it upgraded? Would you roll back?
Yeah. I would. Because
I have an up-to-date backup of this operating system. I know, because that's a precarious thing,
right? Because some people are saying, I tried to roll back. Rollback does not always work.
I've had it fail.
Right.
And so you need a complete system image backup, and you need that, whatever they call it, Windows 7, the recovery disk, recovery drive.
I do have that.
Whatever it is. Yeah, make sure you have that stuff.
I do. So On the prompt, I asked about this. Let's see. An initial notification pops up 3 to 4 days in advance of when you will be updated, alerting users about the scheduled update time. And then another reminder pops up 60 minutes in advance when the time comes.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. That's what's happening.
But then it goes, it auto accepts at some point?
It says, so people have 2 chances to postpone or cancel the Windows 10 update. But, you know, we saw Andrew Zarian's screen last week, and that the way that dialog box looks is up, click here to change or cancel is tiny text, and then the OK button is huge.
Right. Yeah. That's the social engineering Paul was talking about, where
right.
they're just
right.
making it kind of confusing so that you'll say okay.
Yep.
But that's not, I mean, and that, as bad as it is not as bad as installing Windows 10 without permission.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I just helped 2 different people with their Windows 7-based computers. It was a friend of my wife's and of my mother. And I noticed in both cases that they had the, you know, the get Windows 10 icon in the tray. But Windows 7 in both cases, just default, you know, neither one of them were particularly computer savvy people, just had default settings. And neither one of them had gotten Windows 10, obviously. So this really makes me wonder.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's, you know, and it...
We agree with you. We're not the
No. I know that. I'm not accusing you of anything.
Yeah.
Rachel, why do you always take the side of Microsoft?
I know.
Not at all.
I'm explaining. All I'm trying to do is explain what they said to me when I went and asked about this. You know what this kind of, it made me think about, remember when Microsoft came out with Windows XP Service Pack 2? And there was that whole debate about why did they call it Service Pack 2 instead of calling it a new operating system, which it really was. And the reason was they really wanted people to take it, right? And they said if we called it, you know, like Windows YZ instead of XPSP2, people wouldn't have taken it. This reminds me of that, right? Like Microsoft thinks they're doing us a favor.
This is a much bigger upgrade, though. I mean, XP was a big deal in a day, certainly, and could have justified that name change and all that.
Yeah.
But you know, Windows 10 is a huge upgrade, especially over Windows 7. That's 3 windows. No, but I mean, it's, you know, it's a, it sort of is 3 windows actually. But it's a, you know, it's a big jump.
Yeah.
I got a song for us.
All right, Mister, what do you think you're doing? You call this a room?
It's time for some Twisted Sister.
Yeah. I want you to straighten up this area now.
I used to love these the beginnings of these videos. That's the guy from Animal House.
He turns into Dee Snider, which is very weird.
You're sickly and weak.
Oh, my God. Why do we need another Windows Anthem?
Leo, I think I can speak on behalf
Don't
of everyone
start
present
me
here
up.
Today and say, I miss the 1980s.
Do not start me up. So, okay, help me here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on the radio on Saturday. Yep. And I'm going to confirm that, in fact, you're not dreaming.
Actually, here's something you can tell people that I think is true and correct.
Good.
Turn off recommended updates.
Yes, now, that's harmless, right? There's no danger to that.
Well, you may want to occasionally look at Windows Update manually and see if there's anything in there you do want to get. But I believe if you... change Windows Update so that it doesn't install recommended updates.
That
will prevent this from happening automatically, assuming that it does ever happen automatically. Because that's the change, right?
Is there still a question of whether it's happening automatically?
Yeah, I think there is a question.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
We need somebody who can prove that they never agreed to this.
Yeah, a video of a computer sitting there doing nothing that suddenly just starts clicking and, you know, I don't know. A lot of the people who say this has happened to them, it's not clear that they didn't do something at some point that they're forgetting.
Yeah.
You know, or that they didn't, you know, even explicitly
really
notice.
Really interesting that Microsoft says, no, there's not a bug.
They say no.
Really interesting.
And you know,
I mean, this is their opportunity to back off.
They're watching. They're watching really closely what's happening and what people are saying.
Chris Capicella is on his treadmill right now.
With his dog on a leash.
Healthy bastard.
And I hope that he's listening because this is not good.
They're definitely listening and watching for sure. And not just the show, but just they're watching Twitter. They're watching Reddit. Right. Yeah.
But by the way, Twitter and Reddit. It's not where the people are getting hurt. Those are technical people.
Right.
You know, the problem with this is it's happening to normal people.
Well, that's why I want, because the radio show, presumably, I'm speaking to a million normal people. Yeah. But it can't be that normal.
By the way, it will be interesting then if you get calls in.
Oh, I did. I got tons of them.
From people who say this has happened.
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as I said, I don't think this is happening, you're clicking okay and not, I got many. More than we could take on the air calls.
Yeah. I think if another option besides shutting off recommended updates is to make sure the recommended updates time setting on your machine is something that you will see, right? Not 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it in the middle of the night. Yeah,
Sunday.
And then, by the way, I believe that is the default, right? 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's what mine is,
Yeah, I think that's the default.
And when the first thing you'll see, it will have downloaded and installed, right? But if you click no, it will revert.
But that's terrible.
That's worst.
Yeah.
Especially because when you sit down in front of your computer, you're expecting to get to work, you know, or whatever. And if you have to revert this thing to Windows 7 because it already installed Windows 10, you're looking at some amount of time on an older Windows 7 machine. It's going to take a while. And as we've noted, it might not work.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's not great.
Ugh.